Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, nothing says summer like a freshly prepared salad. The warmer the weather, the lighter the dish. But a really important component is knowing which green leaves to choose and to guide us through the various leaves we could be adding to the bowl this summer, as well as some great tips from storing to dressing. We have Chef Nevin Maguire. Hello, Nevin.
Hello. Good morning, Claire. How are you?
Lovely to talk to you. I am very well. Now, how do you feel about going into a supermarket and buying the bag of the pre-washed, ready-to-go salad leaves?
Do you know what? They're okay, but they don't tend to last and you're kind of throwing them out. They don't, you know, they go off very quickly. I think a lot of people...
Fierce handy though, Nevin, aren't they?
Ah, they are. They are now. I mean, they are definitely convenient. But a lot of people are kind of growing their own. And I suppose we're lucky here in the restaurant. We're a full-time gardener. So he's kind of taught me a lot about different salad leaves that I didn't know about even as a chef. What can grow, what can and what... And I suppose they add so much colour, flavour and texture to a salad. And we do eat differently during the summer. We eat lighter. We eat... simpler, and we don't want to be kind of eating very heavy meals. So that's where salads really can make your food very exciting.
Mm-hmm. So in terms then of getting the salad leaves ready, first of all, because I know you want to start from the get-go here, because your big thing is making them last and having them ready to go in the fridge for when you need them.
Very good point. Yeah, I suppose the whole thing is to wash them really well. Invest in a little salad spinner so that doesn't bruise them, it doesn't damage them, it just rinses off excess water, because it's not good to have them too wet at the same time what we normally do. And even at home, I get some damp tissue and I wrap it kind of like when I wash the salad and spin it and put it into a little kind of airtight kind of Tupperware container, tissue paper on top and a little bit of cold water. And that's going to keep your salad fresh in the fridge for up to 5 to 6 days, which is perfect because they go off very quickly. It's warmer during the summer, they wilt. So a little bit of moisture, but not too much at the same time. And a salad spinner is really important because it removes... If you have too much water, it won't hold on to the vinaigrette or the salad dressing, whatever you're going to put onto it.
Okay, so spin them and then put them in the fridge on the damp piece of kitchen roll.
Exactly, exactly. And I mean, like if it's obviously, you know, you can use quite a bit of a kitchen roll and then you can wrap it. I remember working in different restaurants where we get full heads of salad leaves. We'd give them a quick rinse and we'd wrap the whole head so we wouldn't actually break them down. The likes of Baby Jam, because they're a kind of firm salad, but the likes of Rocket, like, they will wilt, so you need to definitely give them a good rinse, spin them out, and then damp tissue on top, and them in a container and just dress at the last minute. That's the key.
Okay, so no early dressing. So you get about 5 days out of your leaves then if you do that and keep them in the fridge.
Absolutely. I mean, as long as you don't have the fridge too cold and at the back of the fridge where sometimes maybe it's a little bit too cold and then get what we call freezer burn. Mm-hmm. So just be aware of that. Check them. And like exactly what you said, be prepared, be ready, because a beautiful salad that is already prepared and ready to go and just dressed at the last minute, that can just enhance any kind of meal.
Yeah, I mean, we had a bit of a salad last night and I look at it an hour after the meal and sure, it's gone, because the dressing, just as you said there, it destroys it really, doesn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it's the vinegar or the lemon, the acidity in that, it just breaks it down and it goes to mush. And that's why you can always have your salad dressing made ahead, which is gorgeous. If it's a lovely pesto or a nice balsamic, I tend to go for balsamic vinegar. But sherry vinegar is lovely and red wine vinegar. There's so many options of vinegars out there, and a really good olive oil. And the rule of thumb usually is 3 parts oil, 1 part vinegar. That's usually it. You can put in mustard, whole grain Dijon, sweeten it with a little bit of honey. That's my sweet tooth coming through. But your dressing will keep, and it'll keep for weeks and weeks, if not a month easily, in the fridge or an airtight container again.
Mm-hmm. But don't try to keep the salad for day two, because it doesn't work.
It doesn't. It doesn't. Have it all ready, as you said. Just whatever you're serving it, whether it's a nice barbecue or something like that, dress at the last minute and then just serve it. Because we'll go through some of the varieties, like butterhead, which is lovely even in a salad, but in a sandwich, that will wilt very quickly, go soft. Iceberg is a great one. It's quite a watery, it has a high water content, but it's a beautiful texture, even shredded over a burger bun, mixed with some butter ranch kind of dressing, which is gorgeous. Baby Jam, I love this. This is probably the one I eat a lot at home with a bit of Rocket, to be truthful with you, Claire. And there's a lovely texture. It's crunchy, you know, and it can take on lots of lovely flavours, whether it's a Caesar dressing or a nice little balsamic. Them kind of newer ones, kind of called Carnival or Lola Rosso, they look lovely and they are lovely, but they add a nice bit of texture, colour. So you eat with your eyes first. And then one of my favourites is Rocket. And there's two varieties that we can grow very easily, the regular one and then a wild one. The wild one one definitely is more peppery, and I love that over a kind of like a steak salad or a bit of grilled fish. It is just beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love that.
The gem lettuce and the iceberg, is there a big difference?
There is. I mean, the gem one is a tiny, small little leaves, and their bigger kind of brother or bigger sister variety is the romaine salad, used, of course, in Caesar salad. The baby gem is really versatile because you could cut it in half, you could pan fry it with a little bit of oil, a little touch of butter, some lemon zest, and put that with some grilled lamb and a little bit of feta cheese over that, and you have a gorgeous side dish instead of maybe doing broccoli or grilled vegetables, which just enhances a meal experience. I think they're both very different. The iceberg, as said, is a high water content, but great in a burger, and it kind of bulks up a salad. Probably that's the best way to describe it, and it keeps, it's a great salad to keep, so it'll keep much longer than a lot of them. The baby gem will keep definitely quite a long time once it's on the, you know, the little kind of root is on it, the wee end pieces on it.
Okay, you mentioned the romaine there, it's also called cos, isn't it? That's what they use in Caesar
yes,
salad, and
that,
my
exactly.
At home they can't get enough of the Caesar salad at the moment. It's like a daily thing, but sure, look, I put it together the easy way. I know you'd recommend probably making the dressing from scratch, and I have to admit, that's not what we're doing in our house, and I'm getting away with it. Is it an easy one to make?
Well, do you know what? You can get lots of lovely ready-made bought ones, which are lovely. Some of them have the anchovy, some of them don't. It actually is, and a great little thing is a little kind of stick blender that can emulsify it. So it's really like an emulsification, so it is. So there's eggs in there, a little touch of mustard, you know, anchovies can go in there, parmesan, which is a great cheese in a salad. And remember, if you get maybe a 24-month-old parmesan, because as it gets older, it gets lovely saltier, it's a lovely flavour, and that's one of the main ingredients, obviously, in a Caesar salad. So don't be afraid, you can get really nice Irish made ones that are gorgeous and really enhance it. Do you want chicken in your Caesar salad, a nice grilled breast chicken, or you can do little skewers, which is gorgeous, or you can serve it with actually some prawns, like a prawn Caesar salad, something a little bit different, mm-hmm. which is even lighter. Yeah, so you just mix it up.
Right. You can get away with that then. With buying the dressing.
Of course you can. Yeah, how can I give out to you? You're a great cook. It's all about time and convenience, and everyone's busy, and I just think there's some really good products out there. Another kind of salad I wanted to talk to you about was mansuna or tatsoi. These are kind of Asian greens which would originate years ago maybe in Japan, and they can grow really well in our climate, and now they're becoming more and more available. Like, I suppose we're lucky, I told you we have a gardener here in McNean. He grows 25 different types of salad leaves, so we're learning from him what grows, what doesn't, and some of them can be very overpowering. It's like the mansuna, it's kind of peppery, it's mustardy. So you need to be careful. If you use too much of that, it can really ruin your salad, to be honest with you. It's the same at the Wild Rocket. I love it, but my wife's not a big fan of it, to be truthful with you, because it's very peppery, but it's one of my favourite salads, so it is.
So you have to be careful then with what you're dressing a leaf like
exactly.
that has a strong flavour.
Yeah, you're right. A really good olive oil is definitely a great investment. For me, it's the king of oils. And you can get lemon-infused ones, you can get chili one, garlic one, probably a little bit strong. But mix it up with a little bit of vinegar, like always 3-1. Sherry vinegar is really good. And probably, we all talk about balsamic, like, which is beautiful and all the rest, but a sherry vinegar is hard to beat, or a red wine vinegar, and then dress that at the last minute. And as I say, you can add in mustard, you can sweeten it with a little bit of honey. So, you know, don't have it too sweet. It's got to be fresh. It's got to be zingy. A little bit of lemon zest and juice just will give absolutely so much freshness in the thing that you can make yourself. Yeah.
You have given us a couple of lovely recipes for us to try, because I have to admit, I'm struggling to go from the winter dishes at home to the summer dishes. Do you know what I made last night from your Country Living cookbook, which is probably about 25 years old? Your lasagna. Like, it's not lasagna weather. I was serving it last night going, everybody likes it. I know they're all going to eat it, but it's not really a June dish, is it?
I know, it's funny, the weather, like when you look at, like, last week we were at Bloom, the weather was gorgeous, so the mood changes, and, you know, the weather is changeable, like it's a bit miserable here in Black Lion today, so it is. But you're right, I mean, you eat, and that's the way we feel, the weather really influences the way we eat, like lasagna. You can't beat that any time of year with a nice salad, so well done, Claire.
There you go, I get away with that as well, I'm getting away with a lot. Now, gorgonzola, pear and rocket salad, give us the lowdown on this one.
Yeah, so this is a lovely blue cheese, and I made a little note here in the recipe, like Cashel Blue, it's an Irish cheese. Gorgonzola is an Italian cheese. It's creamy. Cashel Blue, a great Irish producer, celebrating 40 years, which is fantastic. Sprinkle that over some lovely sliced pears, and this is where we're using some rocket, but into the rocket. This is where the bag of salad comes in, Claire. You have your spinach and you have your watercress salad. You can get the 3-in-1, you know, the retailers, the supermarkets, the vegetable supplier. They're all very smart because this is the way people like to get a 3-in-1 mix. It's like a Christmas. You're getting your 3 herbs in one little pack. Some walnuts give lovely texture, and toast them. What does that mean? It means that you toast them on the pan or in the oven, so they're lovely and crunchy. Now, this is quite a strong cheese. It's a creamy one. It's kind of like the blue cheese. A little bit of French baguette, just which is like any kind of sourdough would be absolutely gorgeous with this. The gorgonzola goes on top, and you just literally warm that up in the oven at 150 for about maybe 5 minutes. Mix that if you want to with ricotta cheese. Now, you don't have to use both. I mean, if you don't like any blue cheese, this will work well with kind of like a Centola feta-style cheese, which is made in County Clare. Creamy, gorgeous, lovely little bit of salt in there. And then just the pears add so much freshness, you know, to it. This time of year, you can swap out pears. You could use peaches, or else you could use some strawberries, some beautiful Irish strawberries, which are gorgeous. So it's interesting having cheese in it, and then the nuts. It does give so much flavour and texture, and it's a lovely kind of a light, kind of like a summery, kind of like a, you could have as a main course, or you could have it even as a starter, or else a lunch, something to go with lunch would be gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really matter what fruit you're using, as long as it's good
really.
And ripe.
It
needs to be...
You hit the nail on the head. It's got to be ripe. And I mean, if you get underripe fruit, just leave it in your kitchen, not in the fridge. It will never ripen in the fridge. You know, you can throw in some lovely Irish cherry tomatoes. I mean, like, there's kind of, listen, I think the whole idea of the blue cheese, the walnuts and the pear, that's a kind of classic Italian, kind of like a starter or something very, very simple and thrown together really quickly, which is lovely. And then the salad, you're getting your peppery salad from the rocket. You're getting your lovely kind of freshness crunch from the watercress and the spinach. Because for me, spinach, and it's the baby spinach, by the way, doesn't have an awful lot of flavour, but it gives texture, so it does.
Yeah, a good base. Now, the recipes that you've given us, they're up now on the website rte.ie/todaycb, so people can maybe experiment over the weekend. A lovely pomegranate, orange and mint salad there as well. That sounds really nice and refreshing for this time of the year.
Yeah. It is, and oranges and pomegranates, you know, you can get them removed, you know, the little kind of seeds that give so much texture. A little bit of mint. Mint is great in a salad. I should have said that. And adding herbs into your salad, fresh basil. I actually saw one that I hadn't seen before. It's called Greek basil. And O'Hallan Herbs, an Irish company, grow it. And I hadn't seen it before last weekend at Bloom. And it was just beautiful. It was kind of like aniseed-y, Claire. It worked really, really well. So mint in this. Some lovely olive oil, as I said, pomegranates, some sliced oranges. So this is kind of like a more fruit salad. So there's kind of no meat or anything like that, but it's lovely and fresh and zingy. And this could work actually really well in my head with a little bit, if you had some leftover kind of shredded roast chicken, even some prawns. So you can mix and
lovely.
Match it. That's the beautiful thing.
Nevin,
about it.
Whetting the appetite for the weekend. Thank you so much. That's Nevin Maguire. And don't forget to look up those websites, those recipes on our website. That's it from us for today. Thank you very much for listening. Today's programme was produced by Barbara Feeney. The series producer is Niamh Lyons. Research by Cormac Burke. Our broadcast coordinator is Leon Dunn. On sound is Chris O'Connor. Now it's over to a lucky duck, Louise, because she's coming to us today from the Westport Bluegrass Festival.